Hey everyone, this is Abe Williams, and this is episode PCP episode 045. Ooh. So our movies, part due. It's our
that's German. No.
Wow.
Japanese,
right?
Germaise. Du? Germaise.
That is Japanese is knee, you idiot.
D E U X.
Duh.
If we already did the Deus Ex.
God damn it, it's French. Anyway, this is our.
We already did the Deus
Ex. I guess this is our anniversary episode.
1 year!
Yay!
1 year!
Cricket noises.
Wolverine.
Wait, I like Red Dawn.
Okay, then.
It's a good movie.
I'm sitting here with the three people here were here the last time. Marcus Ellison, Edgar McCone.
Hello! How
you doing? And these two guys. Audie Chesley and Josiah Bradley.
What's up?
Who are you guys?
I'm not in the mood. Let's move on. Someone plug the show. We didn't do that last time, did we?
Well, we did that a year ago. No.
Exactly. Yeah, because we had nothing to plug last year.
Basically.
I will throw an eraser at somebody.
All right.
No!
So we got the Tumblr. PCPLoversAnonymous.tumblr.com.
Well, he's plugging. I'm going to read Secret Adventures.
Also linked to the iTunes. Just look up Shigar's name. Email welovepcp@yahoo.com. Send us emails, please.
we got an email from Rob.
We did.
Yeah. What's up with Rob? What up, Rob?
Yeah, what's good, Rob?
We got the Facebook. What? Pop Culture Podcast.
I was even trying to make it a joke. I'm just saying he sent us an email because we complain every week that we don't get emails.
That's awful. Well, thank you. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks for that, Rob.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you say to you?
Not for the rest of you, please.
Please.
That's where those t-shirts are.
Oh, cool.
Oh, true.
All right.
We don't know where the t-shirts are, Rob.
Yeah. Well, those you know when Booty Warrior 2 comes out. Thank you, Best Child, by the way. That was clever.
So, comment, like us, get that going, do it. It's only take a millisecond of your life. It's not that hard. And we have the Twitter.
Wow.
We love PCP. Also got the working on the website. We'll let give you some more information later on about the development on that and how that's going along.
Oh yeah,
indeed.
Not well.
I'm not going to say what we usually say for the sake of Avery, for he is my friend.
Yes.
What? That
sound effect.
Sound effect.
I swear to God.
No, that's all I got.
Anyway,
sound effect.
So this is our summer movies in review. We haven't done a review series in a long time, so this is. I'm not going to explain this. It's some movie. The first movie.
I like
First Class.
First movie was actually First Class,
which we already did an actual review segment 4.
Which
so
you can go back and look at it.
Moving on.
Click.
But we liked it.
Check it out on Blu-ray.
It was fun.
This month with that Lenny Kravitz dog.
Avery had to eat some crow because it was actually good.
He didn't really have to eat. It's like more like he didn't.
No, it was like Jonah Hex. I ate the crow. It came out of my mouth.
Wait, Jonah Hex?
What? Sound like Naruto.
Oh, God.
Why'd you get it?
Next on the docket, an explanation for the movies that we're going to go through in this list. A majority of them are, I guess, the more higher-grossing movies of the 3 months that we're going to cover in the summer. So if we don't mention the movie, that's because when we were doing the research, it didn't match that criteria.
Research.
And we will mention movies that we quite honestly didn't see.
Well, but somebody didn't see.
Because, yeah. Okay, so first on that list, the reason I explained this all, is Judy Moody and the Not Bummer Summer.
Gee, good lord.
Did anybody see that?
What? I'm sorry. When you put Heather Graham in a movie and she doesn't take her shirt off, I'm just like, what's the point?
Thank you.
Moving on.
She didn't take her shirt off in Hangover.
That was wait, she did take her shirt off, but a baby covered it.
Super 8. We did a review for that.
Yep. Oh, Lord.
Moving on.
Okay,
I still haven't seen
it. How short is this damn episode going to be?
What is it, like ripping through?
I don't know.
Last time we did it was like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But that's because we didn't have any sort of form, rhyme, or reason.
No, the last summer one, that was like 2 hours long. But this one, when we did our spring movies interview, that was a little more full. So,
did we actually talk about that?
I mean, Super 8, we already did a review of it, but I mean,
if you want to hear our thoughts on it, go back to the episode.
Well,
like the comments.
Yeah, but I think the ultimate movie we felt was like it had a real great Spielberg feel.
Look, it was a story of Michael Bay.
Let's move on. Story of Michael Bay.
Next on the list, The Art of Getting By.
Heard about it. Don't remember what it was about. Don't even remember
the trailer. Robinson in it. And it wasn't that other one.
Emma Roberts.
That she was in.
Emma Roberts.
Sound like a
wait, Emma Roberts and that guy from 21?
I don't know. Whatever.
That guy?
That guy.
Whoever that
Freddie
is.
Freddie Highmore?
I don't know.
Moving on.
Shout out to that guy.
Next movie, Green Lantern. We all saw that. Yeah. I still
wait
hate
a minute.
It. Let's move on.
I still hate it too.
Dreadful.
Gotta go find some bad guys.
Poosers. Like Michael Clark Duncan was the closest thing to a bright light in that thing. So yeah.
Mark Strong.
And Mark Strong, of course.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Mark Strong. Yeah.
He could have been one of the Guardians.
Like I said, move on. Mr. Popper's Penguins.
That shit.
Wait, no, first of all, this movie was not made for me, so I'm not going to judge it on whether I thought it was retarded.
This
was made for young kids
and their families. And you know what?
No, okay.
It's not. It wasn't offensive. It's pretty dumb, but it's like, you know what? It's Jim Carrey being kind of harmless.
Like you can't. Like I've learned that you can't immediately judge something just because it was made for children.
I can't.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say something real mean. You need to open your goddamn mind.
I was blessed with the power of cynicism. Look, everything is shit.
How do you feel about Mega Blocks?
Mega Blocks are awesome.
Yeah,
no, not.
Legos.
They're Legos retarded cousins.
Exactly. Your spaceships are so much bigger because of them.
You leave Mega Blocks alone.
Look, I can build a scale replica of Super Mario with Legos. With Mega Blocks, it will take me 2 years.
It'll be the size of this room.
Fair
enough. And it would take complex math. There's no guide.
There's engineering involved.
Too much.
Egg.
Next on the list, Bad Teacher.
Okay, can we talk about this one then?
Yes, yes. Right. I happen to see that one. I saw it.
I did not.
Okay, backstory. I didn't decide not to go to work today. I decided I'm going to take a 2-hour lunch and we went to the movies.
Nice.
It was worth it.
Because he can decide to do that.
2-hour lunch, I can't decide to do that.
I can't do that anymore. I don't have a ride.
This is the summer of raunchy R-rated comedies. Yes. And Bad Teacher was amongst them.
Yes, Bad Teacher was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't groundbreaking in the terms of comedy.
You just want to see for the LeBron scene.
Okay, yeah. we talked about the trailer has one of my favorite actors.
You don't even remember his name.
Jason Segel. I keep thinking of the LeBron scene, and like the trailer got me with that LeBron scene because I've been fucking yelling at people for
that's
so long.
It's just so true.
LeBron James is not great.
Yeah,
he's okay.
Not.
I'm saying.
Yeah, no. But like, it's got that. It's got like, there's some. Justin Timberlake plays a good corny guy. I'll tell you that much.
And then Cameron Diaz, who is, I guess, in the sort of renaissance of her being quote unquote attractive.
Yeah, she's re-hot now.
Yeah, she's
re-hot.
She hasn't captured that mask era of something
Charlie
about Barry
Davis.
Level
coming out the limo.
She hasn't captured that, but she. But outside Marcus's quote unquote her cyborg aesthetic, as Marcus has called it,
she freaks me out.
She's still quite attractive in the movie. My biggest problem with this movie, and this is still a problem I'm having with all sort of media at the time, if I'm sort of really tired of like bad protagonists.
You mean less than like, oh, they're a bad person kind of?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she is a bad person.
That's just like, oh, she has some flaws. No, she's a bad
person. She's a bad person.
She has
some redeeming qualities. But they're overshadowed by the amount of crap she does to people.
There is no reason she should be a teacher. She's harming these kids.
At all.
So she's worse than Bradley Cooper in Hangover. When he was real that he was a teacher, he was stealing the
kids' money.
Bradley Cooper, he outwardly appeared to his children as to be a good role model, just with a bad guy underneath it.
She has
was
no qualms.
Blatantly, like, we're watching movies for the first 4 weeks, so I don't want to teach you.
Hey, Fatty. Get up here, Fatty. Yeah,
I'm a teacher by throwing balls at you. That's what I'm a teacher. Like she was, my biggest problem with the movie is at the end of it there was no repercussions.
There's no repercussions because there was
like the one person who called her out for all
the
her bullshit.
What's the quote
unquote villain?
Yeah,
ended up with what the
succumbing
the,
to those things. Like there's
another bad ending.
Yeah, there's another.
I hate when they do that where somebody a pathologically bad person and then the quote unquote villain is the person that is actually has some sense and reason.
Yeah,
and they get treated bad.
Yeah, it's upsetting. Plus,
in my life.
Really? Your life?
To an extent.
When's the last time you got laid?
Yesterday.
So shut the fuck up.
Also, they put on that one guy for liking dolphins. I wasn't sure I felt about that one.
That was one of my favorite jokes. Because
really?
No one touched on it.
No one touched on it.
No one touched on it. Like, they had all these dolphin things. Like, I like dolphins.
It was like, why are we making fun of him? He just likes dolphins. I know it's weird-ish, but it's just like,
yeah. They do that in Family Guy.
It also had Phyllis from The Office in it.
And she was great.
She was.
It's the exact same character, but it's like, wow. She
is the same all the time.
She could be...
Clean him up.
Yeah, fun time. I'd say...
Justin Timberlake dry humping somebody.
Yes.
And literally having sex by dry humping somebody.
Wow. I'm just saying. I just want to point this out.
Wait, zipped up?
Yes.
The whole movie, the plot of this movie is Cameron Diaz needs money to get a boob job.
Yeah, I know that.
So,
That's what kind of turned me off from it in the first place.
Not a fan of boob jobs?
Not really, actually.
Oh, wow.
It depends on how well they're done.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what type of shirt you decide to wear.
Yeah.
You know.
See, big breasts, I like them covered.
Get a little mystery?
Yeah, a little bit.
I understand where you're going.
Like constricted. Like, when they're small, I'm like, I like them to be free.
Yeah.
But I'm going to
go too far down the goddamn rabbit hole, so we're going to move on.
I like them to be free.
We'll do a boob podcast.
Free is the window.
No, we're not.
Episode 099.
Yes. Well, next on the list, Cars 2.
Good Lord.
Yeah! I wasn't a fan of the first Cars, not that it was a bad movie.
It just wasn't for you.
Not my favorite Pixar idea, so I didn't jump into this movie.
Didn't like to go to Tokyo.
I
spelled T-O-W as in tow truck.
Look, you gotta give it to them with the puns.
Look. Seriously. Man. Now, here's the thing.
I've grown to love puns. I don't know how dumb they are.
You're the Punisher.
That was me.
And I hate that pun.
Oh, of course you would.
But dang.
The first Cars movie had some heart to it. It was Doc Hollywood. You know, if there's like he's a superstar who gets lost in the backwater of the boobies.
I grew to kind of actually love Cars 1 a bit.
I liked it. Yeah, I respected it.
Though I hate Owen Wilson.
Yeah. This one, all right. Lightning
My nose
McQueen.
Is sure darn crooked.
Mater.
And it's not even like I hate him because I like him deep down. Like Matthew McConaughey, I just don't. Fundamentally, like
Matthew McConaughey loves the world so much.
I know. You can't. You have to like. You're a bad person otherwise.
Make a clone himself.
you're the reason that Owen tried to kill himself. That's kind of hate.
No, that was Luke.
But like, all right, this one. Okay, the Cars 2. There, this one was pure money. I feel like that's the only.
It was a Mater show.
Well, like, Mater's, like, is more the main character, but he's not as annoying as I expected him to be.
It's Larry the Cable Guy, of course, is annoying.
But I mean, he's annoying, but it's like, he's not as annoying as he could have been. I guess that's what I'm trying to say as a plus.
Dad, he's just like, well, at least it wasn't any worse than it was.
It's like...
Delta Force.
It could have been cancer, but it's just syphilis.
Wow.
It's like, you'll be on meds for the rest of your life, and you'll die early, but you won't die right now. So.
And that's good. That counts for something.
This movie is just like there's no heart to it. There's nothing but puns. Like this is for those.
For what you would say about Toy Story 2, that was made specifically because they wanted money and they wanted to fund their new projects. And at least with Toy Story 2, there was like enough time and space where there was enough nostalgia
and genuine like
that you would say, Toy Story again.
I don't think
And Toy Story 3 came out of it, and that was only a good
thing. I don't know anyone who's asking for Cars 2. I don't know anyone who's just like
me neither. Actually,
5-year-olds who love cars.
Like, I think people make a lot of money. Those toys and those merchandise, they make a lot of money.
I know people that were legitimately upset when they found out Cars 2 was coming out because that would get in the way of Monsters Inc. 2, even though it's a prequel. But I know people that were actually upset about that.
Even that though,
I miss the days when Pixar did like one movie every 2 years.
Yeah,
me too.
They had a good streak of like they made a movie a year and they're all original. You had that Ratatouille, WALL-E.
I love WALL-E so much.
I know.
Ratatouille was actually pretty damn good.
I'm crying now. I can't think of the first 5 minutes about.
Oh no!
Oh no!
They wanted a baby. He loved her so much.
And he's got the guitar.
There was no love like that. Move on.
Love,
Cars 2, dreadful. Like, I can't find any, I don't know anything ridiculous.
Would you say it's
about
the worst Pixar movie ever?
Hands down.
Dang.
Hands down, worst Pixar movie of all time.
Yeah.
Hands down.
I like it. He's about to say, God damn.
Yeah, it's like,
cut yourself off.
God damn.
It's like, hands down. Where are my hands?
Listen to Otis.
It ain't much.
Oh, man. Let's move on.
Yeah, so, dreadful.
Wow. Transformers 3. We already had a podcast about this. I really not want to rile up this hornet's nest. We're moving on. But we'll take a quick break, come back, and jump into July.
Yeah.
Robots in my ass.
Dang, John Trump. I'm really tired of this. I enjoyed that movie.
I know, you're
making me generally feel really bad right now.
Why is it every movie we love you to hate, and every movie we hate you love?
I don't even know why I'm hanging out here now.
Just
because my name Matthews, man. I swear to God, I'm
hey, forward. Hey, man.
Stop, Creed!
Creed!
When you are with me, I'm free. I'm careless, I believe. Above all the others, will the whispers tears to my eyes. When you are with me, I'm free. I'm
and we're back. It's July. I had a birthday. I don't care. Let's move on. Why August.
Is there a silver lining to anything?
That was a...
Nope.
Every silver lining has a cloud.
And every cloud, just wait for a thunderstorm.
Damn. Every thunderstorm is sending for a hurricane.
Dear God.
This is so dark.
It's so depressing.
Dang. Because it's 9/11?
Thanks a lot, Woodstock.
Really? Way to date us.
I know.
Well.
Now we're going to have a moment of goddamn silence.
And we're back.
This is all your fault.
Hey, somebody had to say something.
Where are you when those twin towers fail?
Are we really doing this?
I wasn't even trying to make a joke about this. God damn it.
I know, man. We're gonna make it seem bad.
Why am I even talking?
You're worse than terrorism. But what's July? What are the movies, please?
Oh, Larry Crown.
I didn't see it.
Tom Hanks in... Basically being Tom Hanks.
Moped.
I love Tom Hanks. I didn't see this movie. I didn't know it existed.
Well, it kind of came...
in July, I was just really depressed about everything, so...
To be fair, that movie kind of came and went for a reason. It was pretty meh.
Julia Roberts and her giant mouth.
What is your problem with Julia Roberts?
Look, Notting Hill is delightful.
I like Julia Roberts. I
like Hugh Grant.
And Aaron Brockovich is a... Look. She has an amazing body of work.
Yes.
And I like Bridget Jones more.
Renee Zellweger?
Nah, she looks like she has poop face on all the time.
Yeah, she does.
What does this have to do with... I'm sorry.
Anybody see Appaloosa?
Yeah.
Permanent poop face.
She's just like...
These ants... I mean, you can't see me. It's picnic.
But did anybody see... Oh, she's an anteater. I got you.
Yeah.
Did anybody see Larry Crown?
I did. Indy... It's just...
Indy? It's Tom Hanks.
He funds it by himself, though. So it's just like, you know what? It's just got too
it's
much...
It's still not Indy. It's Tom Hanks.
I know. All right. I get the feeling everyone kind of worked there.
Is it not Dragnet rap video?
What?
I'm sorry.
What?
I hate you.
No, there's really nothing to say because the movie's just like, oh, I'm gonna go back to school because he got fired from his job.
By George Clooney?
No. No, that would have been interesting. Like, they fire him because he's the highest paid person that they can get rid of. He doesn't have a college degree, but he went to the Navy. He was in the Navy for a long time, so it's like we gotta go with somebody. So. Damn. And he's just like, oh, he's a nice guy, and he goes to school, and he makes friends along the way, and then with Julia Roberts, and she's
coming of age, middle age story.
I know
coming of age for the middle age.
Yeah, this is that's
no wonder no one saw that.
Yeah, no.
Can we just watch American Beauty?
Oh, lifting. Let's move on.
Old movie don't watch movies. Not in the summer.
Didn't we miss a certain superhero movie?
No, yet not yet. We just started in July. Pay attention.
That's what I'm saying. Though
we just started in July.
Runaway. Hang tough.
Okay, first of all, what the hell are you thinking of?
I think
you done messed up.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
You done goofed. You done goofed.
Just be quiet in the next 5 minutes.
Okay.
Monte Carlo.
Who? Selena Gomez in...
Good old bobblehead.
What? Dang. Wow. It's
got a big head.
It's the Prince of the Popper. Why would I... Oh, no. There's a thousand times no.
Okay, then.
I thought Monte Carlo was a drug movie.
Horrible Bosses.
Horrible Bosses. Okay.
I didn't see it. Something. I didn't see it, but I didn't. Was Jamie Foxx funny?
Yeah, well, yeah. Mother Jones is his character's name.
Wait, really?
Yeah. It's actually pretty awesome. You know, and great chemistry. You've seen, what's it called? Was that Justin Long movie with Drew Barrymore?
Would they have Going the Distance.
Going the Distance. All right. Yeah. Basically, his side characters are like Jason Sudeikis and Charlie Day. They repeat that here.
Uh-huh. And are those the same characters?
Well, no, they're basically the same characters.
Crossover?
Same.
That would've been awesome.
I know, right? Would've been nice to create
more movies need to do that.
For like create a universe.
Didn't,
like,
they do that with us? Forgetting Sarah Marshall and then Getting to the Greek.
Yes.
Well, no.
They're doing it for Knocked Up.
Except Jonah Hill blew that out of the water.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, I'm gonna be someone different. We're not gonna make reference to it. So yeah.
I'm skinny now.
Yeah. Horrible Losses. You know, it's another R-rated comedy, and it's funny, and it is dark.
How's Colin?
Colin Farrell is hilarious. The one joke from the got me right off the bat is, he's like, I want you to fire Professor Xavier. You mean the guy in the wheelchair? Like that. It's like, he has a bunch of nicknames like that. He's a cokehead who basically inherited the company from his dad. And Jason Sudeikis is just like, this guy's insane. Kevin Spacey is Kevin Spacey. So he's like the worst boss.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's awesome. I love that guy.
He's Lex Luthor.
Yeah, pretty much.
What about Jennifer Aniston?
Now, was he really a horrible boss?
She was a rapist. Yeah, I know. She
got hot again for some reason. It's weird.
Yeah, when you really
hormones.
She's really kind of horned out there sometimes.
I thought it'd be quite your side.
This movie was almost just like look at this, Brad. Oh yeah, Angelina's all skinny now.
I have boobies. You know, it's like,
so she's hot again after being dumped by Brad Pitt,
Vince Vaughn,
John Mayer.
Okay, come on. Moving on. You gotta let me laugh.
Robbie, Ricky, Mike, all that. Like, no, but like, more than
the
point.
Jackson 5.
Okay, Joe Jackson, why don't you hit him? Like, my only problem with this movie was that, like, they, like, the, you, based on the movie, you, like, the plot of this movie is these three guys, they hate their bosses and they want to kill them. I don't really feel like they really needed to kill these guys.
That seems a bit.
Like
over the top.
Jason Bateman.
Well, if they didn't kill him, we wouldn't have the premise of the movie.
I know, but it seems like they weren't that bad. It's like Kevin Spacey, he's a bad boss, but it's just like, yeah, I mean,
get another job.
Yeah, get another job.
Did anybody die?
There are deaths. Yes, there are deaths in this movie. I'm not gonna say who, and I'm not gonna say how. Huh? But this movie got darker than you would expect. Like, there's some, like, it's R rated, but it's not like there's some poo humor here and there, but it's like, you know, there's
good old poo humor.
Yeah, but like, it's mostly words. Like, it's and stuff they say. So it's just like, yeah.
Motherfucking Joe.
Yeah, that's Jamie Foxx.
Did they censor himself when he said the name?
No, he says it out. He says that.
No,
that's,
why are we censoring ourselves?
That's what I was about to question.
Sometimes it's a little funnier when you censor it, because you imagine.
Well, what makes censoring funny is the beep.
Basically.
The beep is hilarious.
Motherfucking Joe.
Moving on. Josiah, you can talk now.
Damn.
Nothing to say.
I'm glad you actually went along with it.
Zookeeper. Okay, explain that to me.
He was cursing.
No, I was just. Everybody.
I just wanted to know why you thought it would be crap.
I didn't think it was crap. I thought you all thought it was crap.
I'm a fan of Kevin James.
Yeah,
I
like
him.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
So that's why I thought it was going to be crap. Actually,
I like Kevin James.
I like Kevin James, but
I like
when he's in movies.
Mall Cop was surprisingly
Shark is a charming.
I still haven't seen that. Damn.
I said charming. Whatever. Like, this, however, is a bunch of talking animals.
I also heard that
it worked before Dr. Doolittle.
It did.
But that was back when Eddie Murphy was great.
An actor.
Stop talking to me!
Mama?
I ain't your mom.
Mama.
Chris Rock's a guinea pig?
Yeah, see that?
Next movie. Hey!
From what I've heard, the problem with Zookeeper is they don't take enough advantage of Kevin James being very just instantly likable. And they drown him in these really stupid animal jokes.
They give him that Jason Biggs syndrome, where it's like,
talk about Jason Biggs.
I know, but he's like, oh, I'm gonna be a victim. Like, I'm just gonna. It's like, there's no part of me. That's just,
I'm surprised Rosario Dawson was in this.
That's what kind of
for the next American Pie movie,
American Wedding.
No,
there's another one.
Yeah, there's gonna be another one. I think
American Reunion.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin James likes this girl.
Oh, so what's his name? What's his name? Kevin Klein or something could get work again.
Oh,
after doing Street Fighter. So he shamed himself.
He was in Street Fighter?
Yes, he was. He was Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Klein.
He's the best part of
Kevin Klein. Kevin Klein is a reputable actor. Wait, are they related?
No.
Oh, my God. That would blow my mind.
Well, anyways, next movie.
Are we done talking? I mean, I was just going to say that for some reason, Kevin James likes this one girl, but Rosario Dawson is digging him anyway, so, and he doesn't notice. That's one of those things that really bugs me.
Why am I thinking of Clerks 2?
It's the same kind of concept, or it's just like...
She
was in that, too.
Rosario Dawson was in Clerks 2. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but she, like, what's the name?
Mark's face.
There's a donkey show in Clerks 2.
Help.
And now I know.
Harry Potter. We've done extensive footage. And
we have a three-part episode on Harry Potter. Go read it.
Take a look.
Whatever.
Play it.
Yeah, go read Harry Potter.
Take a look. Yeah. How far did you go? How far did you get, Josiah?
Chapter 3.
You son of a bitch. I lent you those books like 2 months ago.
I've been busy. Okay?
But just so you
know, why I tried to get you the books on tape. But no, you're going to be crying and say, no, I had the time. I can read the books.
Now, I'm
the boy who lived.
All of it is pronounced Harry Potter, and then that thing, Allos, part two. So, yeah.
Bellatrix!
I think I'm real offended.
Get off me! I don't need your help!
Creepiest hug in movie ever.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on, Winnie the Pooh.
I saw this, and, okay, it is short, but it is simply delightful.
I'm just waiting for that Winnie the Pooh movie where they finally reveal that Christopher Robbins has been in the insane asylum all this time, and all the characters that he made are defense mechanism.
Yeah. Just wait for that movie. You're never gonna get that movie.
I think you're gonna have to do that.
Yeah. You think
they'll never let me?
Why are you so glum, Eeyore? I have a nail in my ass.
Hey, Oscar, you're a grouch.
Delightful.
We have.
So you liked Winnie the Pooh?
Timmy was African American.
N-I-double-G-R. It was a typo.
That spells.
What
do they about niggers?
That spells typecasting.
They got about the rubber.
No.
Like, all right.
I've always thought that. See, ever since I was a little kid.
Only we can make a Winnie the Pooh review into whatever that just was.
I didn't say anything. Not with you people.
Bull spit.
Keyword on you people.
I knew you. what'd you like?
All right. The movie is. Well, might as well reveal it. I'm starting my own entire Black People Association, the KKKK.
Cucamonga.
No. Just all those K's. We wear black hoods. So we can mingle in between you guys.
So the Ku Klux Kid guy? I don't know who that is.
You know what?
We don't have
on. Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey,
Winnie the Pooh. All right. It's tragically short. It's like 70. It's like an hour plus like a 10 minutes. And some change for like the show that's played before it.
You can get away with that?
It's got this hand animation style, which is just beautiful, and it's
like the soggy drops.
Yeah, it's like if you've seen those old Winnie the Pooh movies, it perfectly recaptures those old that aesthetic, but it keeps it clean and nice.
They keep the theme in there?
Yeah, it's all that there, and you know it's like the plot is as always. Winnie the Pooh is after some honey.
Is there a heffalump in this one?
Damn. No, there's no heffalump. No.
What about Woozles?
Oh, God. I forgot the heffalump.
Is that what that is?
Heffalumps and Woozles.
If you can see Audie's face.
His eyes got so big.
The most gangster
it's like
face.
Someone just told him Charlie Brown's not real.
You shut your mouth.
No,
Lord.
Guy looks like Bob Oblong.
Wait, he still has legs, though.
No, he doesn't. They're still stocky.
Next movie.
Captain America. We did a review for this one, so we can just move on.
Good old American Pie fun.
America.
I had a date.
How dare you make a joke about that?
He did.
Friends with Benefits.
I loved it.
You mean not No Strings Attached Part 2?
No Strings Attached, the better version.
It's funny though.
Yeah, it was
unlike No Strings Attached.
The thing about Friends with Benefits, a lot of people were saying that it was just going to be No Strings Attached with a different actor.
It's the same formula.
It's the same formula, except it's more smartly written.
Yeah,
more smartly written.
I'm sorry.
At least you use an A.
It was written smartly, better, gooder.
You shut.
That sounds like a Dad Punk song.
It does.
Interesting.
But it's better written.
Yes.
there's better chemistry between the two main actors.
See, that's where I disagree. I feel like
really,
no. It's like I think Ashton Kutcher and
exactly.
Yeah, Natalie Portman. How dare you forget Natalie Portman?
Sorry, I was Kate Winslet. I was trying to make
Kate Winslet.
I know. That was like,
she has too much class to be in a movie like that.
But wait, she has no class wait, in Evolution.
Kate Winslet.
Wait, hold up. You know about my bad.
Kate Winslet was not in the Evolution.
I'm gone. I'll be in the corner.
Julianne Moore.
She was in Revolutionary Road, you trauma.
Where she was getting nailed. where she was getting nailed by freaking Night Owl.
Leave her alone.
Yeah. Her.
Yes.
Yeah. She got drawn like one of those French girls.
Gonna move on.
Friends with Benefits. All right, I disagree as far as the chemistry concern, because something about it that makes, I don't know what it is. Something about Mila Kunis that makes her seem a little less than approachable towards Justin Timberlake's character. I don't know what it is. They're not bad together. But
I disagree with you.
Yeah, I know. But I think they play well off each other. There's no point in which I felt like they should be together. That's my thing. Like, I didn't really feel that strength of it.
Well, I was fan shipping them together the entire movie.
Well.
I was like, they should be together in real life. But anyways, I thought it was a very likable movie. It doesn't do anything to, just like Avery said about, I think it was Bad Teacher.
But it doesn't really.
Yeah, it doesn't really do anything to push the culture forward for
or break the mold or anything.
Yeah,
it's pretty derivative.
But it's good for what it is, and it's an enjoyable movie. Good chick flick, date flick, whatever.
Yeah, you know, it's like you know. Woody Harrelson was good. Was
oh
good.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson and
oh, he was in that.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson and
Emma Stone's mom from what's it called?
I forgot her name, but they had really good supporting roles.
Was it Julia Morris, but no.
It was
no.
Something. But they have really good supporting roles. It's a funny movie. So,
yeah. Mila Kunis' mom is basically a cougar. And she really hits on Justin Timberlake a lot. Like, it's pretty
funny. Oh, the only thing I didn't like for the movie is I got to see Justin Timberlake booty, but it had to be a booty double for Mila Kunis.
Yeah, no, that's...
It's stupid.
That's very upsetting.
What?
Yep.
Do you really need a butt double?
I know,
really
right?
Look. Watch. Watch Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I know, I got to see her boobs.
Those are her boobs.
Yes. Yes, they are. Which doesn't make, but that's what didn't make any sense to me.
You or what?
She showed her boobs in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, but she's too scared to show her booty.
Comes down to the booty. Mm. It always
that's
does.
One hair away from your vagina, and then your Paris Hilton.
One hair.
Fair enough. Nice movie.
I guess so. Like
Cowboys and Aliens.
Oh yeah.
I saw that movie and I enjoyed it.
You know, I'm actually on the same as you. I felt more warm about it, but
Cowboys and Aliens was that movie that I was going to be like, ooh, this is something I really want to go see.
Yeah, I did.
And then it just passed me by. I was really depressed. I'm like, damn it, I didn't get a chance to go out and see it. And I'm going out and saw it, and I'm like, okay.
I
heard the Cowboys aspect was better than the Aliens aspect.
Well, my favorite part is the joke of the movie is that the aliens are just gold rustlers.
That's yes.
There's nothing diabolical about their plan outside.
So they're 49ers.
We just want gold.
Yeah, they're basically
what the hell?
They're Californians.
Wow.
The biggest issue with this movie is just like, how are these cowboys gonna fight these aliens? Like that's the biggest.
That's what everybody was asking.
Also, I'm kind of tired of every time there's an old West movie. Main character decides to go hang out with Indians and does peyote.
I know.
I'm really tired.
I'm tired of that. Look, we don't want to. We need to see him smoking peace pipe every time. All right.
You know, this movie needs drugs.
Get that peyote.
I love Harrison Ford in it.
Harrison Ford.
He is going to be typecast as a grumpy old man for the rest of his career.
Give him to me, or I'm going to take him.
I want my family back.
You don't fuck out of front.
Get him back, my family.
Get off my horse.
My horse is amazing. Give it a lick.
It tastes just like
moonshine.
I heard Daniel Craig and Harrison Ford have really good chemistry.
They did.
They actually do.
I just kind of wanted Harrison Ford to punch out Daniel Craig at some point.
Because like this, I mean,
that's all I can just say. Indiana Jones could beat the shit out of
James Bond. Exactly. This is the weirdest slash fiction I've ever seen since.
I know, it was like James Bond hanging out with Harrison with freaking Indiana Jones and Han and the President of the United States
and Korra from Tron Legacy.
Yeah,
I don't think that nailed.
I heard Olivia Wilde wasn't that good. She's kind of there.
She's not.
She kind of was.
Did she get naked?
No.
Well, she's in a corset.
She is naked, but they quickly cover that up.
Yeah, basically. You know, I know. There are no boobs.
I don't know if it was. Maybe with the Wild West aesthetic, but she didn't seem as hot as I normally find her.
Well, is my
that's because she's dirtier.
Well, yeah, they're dirty, but
filthy. Good.
I think straight hair just might be a bit boring.
What? That's just hanging out that.
But wait, what about Megan Fox? What about Megan Fox and
Jonah Hex?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You. No. I'm talking about comparing. I'm not saying.
But like in the Megan same
Fox
aesthetic.
Megan Fox and Olivia Wilde?
Yeah, because
but like in the same aesthetic.
Megan
like
Fox suffers from really bad lighting that entire movie.
So she's only there. Like,
attractive,
she was only there.
Whoever was lighting her and doing her makeup just didn't want her to be attractive.
They also, okay. And also, she was like the only twee set of eyebrows in the entire world, apparently, in that movie. So,
wow. And she gets Botox shots in her cheeks now.
One of my favorite parts of Cowboys and Aliens is that like the main character is like this amnesiatic, like, he's an idiot.
It's not a cliche.
And like he turns out to be this like this spoiler. This,
well,
like,
well, okay, spoiler this, for this one.
Giant bank robber.
Yeah.
And like he goes back to his old gang to like recruit them for this spot, like this mission, and like he immediately punches out this one dude. And it's like, why would you do that to me, boss? And after he uses his gun to blow a hole through the boss of the gang, he's like, boss, can you run now? You were always my favorite. Like, it's like one of those things where it's a good enough ensemble cast that there were characters that I was sort of rooting for. There was like dogs on the entire movie for no reason.
Yeah,
did not die. Awesome.
There are parts that like they literally forget the dogs. I'm like, what about the? Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
Sounds like I am number four.
What I want to know is why? How did he get that gauntlet?
In a really, really stupid scene. Literally, the alien experiments on him and one of his friends. Kills your friend, and when it moves over to him, decides to take the gauntlet off and put it on the table. And so he literally just breaks free, just takes it, and just moves on.
Like, not being fully conscious of what it
is. Oh, he's got the gauntlet.
Yeah.
And
I knew that.
And he wakes up unconscious.
Yeah, all he wanted was gold.
Yeah, that's plain and simple.
We have come to your planet for money.
You know what? I'm not sure if that's necessarily dumber than in, in Skyline, when they were, like, after brains. I'm not sure.
What the hell? I thought we were never talking about Skyline.
I'm just saying, gold brains. They
why?
Need gold, but they need brains. So there's that.
Yeah. Currency.
I can't believe Turk was in there.
Hey.
Wait. There was a black guy in there somewhere.
Yeah, it was Turk.
Cowboys and Aliens. He was an Indian boy.
Oh, yeah.
I really loved his character. Just like the relationship of Harrison Ford, where every moment just like treated him like shit. That's no story for you, boy.
He treated him like the guy treated Rusty. Just like a.
And then at the end of the movie, when tragically.
Half pint.
He met his name and it's like, you were always a father to me. And I'm like,
oh, geez.
Wait a minute. I meant Short Round.
Okay. Womp.
Legally, he had been sleeping with the director.
Was.
Anyway, stupid love, whatever that movie was. I didn't see it.
Yeah, Crazy Stupid Love.
We already did a review. Overall, we said
it's not crazy. It's not crazy. It's not stupid.
And I'm not sure if I exactly loved it.
I know.
Clever.
Yeah, very I liked clever. It. Uh-huh. You know, I love Ryan Gosling. I have the biggest man crush of all time.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It was a better trailer than it was a film.
Levitt.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, I was about to say. Does JGL know about this?
But I don't know. He'll be all right. Maybe they can do a movie together.
And you would just cream yourself.
But yeah, I mean, it's a likable movie. It's better than.
It's very pleasant.
It's probably the best romantic comedy that's come out this year.
I can't necessarily agree with
did
that.
Did any of those come
I enjoyed Friends with Venom more, to be really honest. It was a funnier movie.
But better movie, I think Crazy Stupid Love was better.
Maybe.
Except for that final act, which completely undid everything that happened in the movie.
The movie's already a little overly layered, more layered than it needs to be. There are a lot of plot lines and characters, more than we need. And that's
also, Steve Carell didn't play Steve Carell.
Oh.
Yes. He was
that's the first.
Yeah, right.
The Smurfs. Now, we made a mention early on with Mr. Popper's Penguins where we were like, okay, this is definitely a movie aimed at children. I'm not going to judge it.
Right.
I'm going to judge the shit out of the Smurfs. My that was a part of my childhood, and it was quote-unquote rape.
Yeah, okay. It's not as bad as the Alvin and Chipmunks movies.
Well, see the thing...
My biggest problem with the Smurfs is rather than just tell a story about the Smurfs...
Exactly.
They had to bring it to New York.
That's what bothers me. Okay, Alvin and Chipmunks... even though the movies are annoying, at least they were a singing group, so singing songs makes sense. But the whole...
I hate Alvin and Chipmunks, because I understand the aesthetic of that movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't as overtly, let's take these characters out of the environment.
Exactly. And
Weren't they in the environment the whole time anyway?
I actually said this. When I saw the first 15 seconds of the Smurfs trailer, and they were actually in Smurf Village, and they were running around and Gargamel shows up. Yeah, and I was freaking out. I was like, this is going to be awesome. And then they go to New York, and I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, it's just...
There is no need for them to go to New York.
Yeah. Other than, like, it's cheaper. That's the only reason they did it. Because, like, you know what? It probably would have been more. They could have just done a full CG movie. It sends more village.
They could have.
It was called Romeo and Juliet.
They, but, which is a much better film.
And they could also save the black mark on Neil Patrick Harris's resume.
True. Wait.
Yes, he was in this.
Yes.
But that or Beastly.
Oh.
Never mind. Touche.
Never mind. Yeah.
Bounces back.
I am redeemed.
Look, he needs all that money for all the drugs and hookers he does.
I thought he was.
But he's.
Look.
Yeah.
Did you not see Harold and Kumar?
Did you not see the end of part two?
Yes.
Well,
magic.
I know, right?
Did he ride a unicorn or something?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. And let's see. We'll see how that happens when it's Christmas time.
But yeah, Smurf sucked.
Oh, so. No, I can't say sucked. I mean, kids will be pleasant with it.
Sucked.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
And that's Katy like Perry. Saying,
perfect.
I'm not going to judge it on that. My thing about it, why I'm judging it, why I dislike it, is that they're taking a property that has a certain age group attached to it. Mm. And making it for a new age group. So there's supposed to be a certain amount of crossover to get those old people in.
I feel
like they didn't care.
Because I feel like young children didn't know what Smurfs was particularly. It's not out there enough.
Also, true. I think they purposefully were doing that whole replacing Smurf with an actual curse word thing. And now
taking
a bunch
it too
of people.
Far.
Well, no, duh. Like,
yeah, but it was stupid. Well, like,
go clean up your room, Smurf you, mom.
Well, like, Neil Patrick Harris in like given that, like, there's a scene where he kind of deconstructs all the absurdity in the Smurf Village, where he talks about, okay, so this Gargamel character, he's after you for reasons unbeknownst to you, and you use the word Smurf as an adjective slash verb with no necessary definition or etymological basis. Is that what I'm understanding?
You know what's crazy? Yes. You know what's creepy about Gargamel? He wanted to eat them.
Yeah. He also created Smurfette, which is curious.
Yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Yeah, the plot thickens.
Go back and watch those old Smurf episodes.
Yeah, I'm afraid to.
Yeah.
They're a completely asexual race before someone introduced gender.
It was like Transformers.
They brought in Smurfette and all hell broke loose.
I'm surprised it's not Gregor.
Let's not talk about this.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Attack the bot.
Titty meat Smurf.
What?
This made me think of Katy Perry being Smurfette.
Can we just go?
Sorry.
Can we just
go Attack the Block?
Probably
yeah.
my one of my favorite movies, and I'm gonna one of my favorite movies of the year.
Mine.
I didn't see it.
Avery saw it as well.
The movie swerved for me halfway through because at first the movie was I was annoyed by the characters.
Well, small. Okay, basically, so yeah, this is a small movie. If you don't want to know the plot. Basically, aliens evade a council estate, which is basically like a project, housing project.
In South London.
And basically, it's an alien invasion film.
Yeah.
But rather than being heroes or cops or anything, the main protagonists are a bunch of hoodies from South London.
Well, personally, that's what I find more intriguing than it being just a bunch of...
Well, here's the thing. They could have done that if they spent more earlier in the movie trying to establish that they're not as monstrous as they overtly appear. Like, the first good half of the movie, before we get to that sympathy, the main characters are just a bunch of reprehensible assholes.
Have you seen
everyone?
Have you seen Harry Brown?
Well, For me, personally, it wasn't that... Because they're 15, and they're just a bunch of...
But that's what makes it worse.
They're stupid kids.
That's what makes it worse. Yeah. Especially, like, when they try to... Like, when they... Like, okay, the part of the movie is that... The movie opens up with these characters robbing a person. It's not, like, figuratively robbing someone. They put out a knife on a woman... And attack her.
They didn't intend to stab her. They were doing it to scare her.
Here's the thing. When you're watching that scene, they only said afterwards that we weren't really trying to attack you. The early scene implied that, like, especially when the girl runs away and the guy asked her, what do we do? And he said, and like, because the way they set that scene up, it appeared that, yes, these are gang members. They would have hurt her if they could.
But as you see the movie progress, you realize they're not that hard. They're just like, they're a bunch
of
kids.
But that's my problem. Like, okay, I've messed with elements that movie is talking about. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, these kids are good representation of that subgroup of children who run around London. And it's one of those movies where, like, I was really upset that I was watching it. And I'm like, okay, these five kids, I'm not going to kill any one of them. And I'm like, and one of them ends up dying in a really brutal way. Mm. And rather than being sad or rather than my general emotion was, oh, thank God. Mm. That's okay. Well, they were literally getting away with a lot of crap in this block, and it was like even when they, there's a brief scene where they all go home to sort of deal with their own problems. You get a glimpse of what their like their home lives are.
Yeah,
I was just genuinely annoyed by each and every one of them and how they dealt with things.
Okay, here's the reason I disagree with you. While I agree that they did a lot of they're generally just stupid kids who do a lot of bad stuff. They had the reason they redeemed themselves for me is because they had a certain system and code of honor about themselves. They did have a genuine feeling of care for their block I know it annoys you, but like it's something that I personally abide by. This is just a matter of like this is the definition.
One of my things is like there is no like the symphony doesn't start to like toward the climax of the movie where you really get to their characters for the most part they're just doing whatever the hell they feel like it.
Right.
And like it annoys me especially when like the nurse character Sam.
Yeah.
She gets like. She escapes from them on multiple occasions,
yeah.
and they just like break into her house, and just like they act like what they did was nothing was wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, we robbed you, we stole your stuff, we did all that, and like you should be thanking us.
They're stupid.
Like okay,
the reason I disagree with
this whole situation is because for me. It wasn't until I was irritated with their characters fundamentally,
yeah.
And then I found out they were posers. They weren't really that hard, and then it became redeemable to me because they
weren't hard because they were children. If you pay attention to a lot of the stuff that was going on, they were talking about fights and gang wars and stuff like that. They were having with other people. The posing came when they had to actually deal with a threat. They weren't prepared.
I don't even believe they did all that stuff. Like I was just like,
I think it's completely posturing just so they
get
for the sake of protection.
Let's conclude this conversation because I'm not gonna get anywhere with this. All I'm gonna say is I hated the main characters and I really wanted them all to die.
All of them.
I wasn't necessarily sad. Well, there was one person that I was sad when they died, but like I was mostly surprised they started killing people off because they were kids. Yeah. I was surprised.
Yeah.
And at the end of the movie, I don't care what anybody says. I respected Moses.
Yeah, Moses is one of my favorite protagonists in recent movies.
I respected him in. He like
and respect him. Go hang out with him in the street. See what happens. Move on.
He's a 15-year-old kid. Nothing would happen.
He would have stabbed you.
I wouldn't hang out with these people. But it's like I like them as characters. But like my point, like to the movie's credit, it does something original with alien design.
Yeah,
and that's like one thing I'm going to say. Thank goodness.
As they say in the movie, bear wolf monster shit.
Werewolf gorilla monster.
Yeah. There you go.
And so there were aliens in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about this like it's a character stuff, but it's a lot.
Seriously.
There's a great soundtrack, great costuming.
I think it was shot really interesting.
I agree.
So it was a good movie.
Yeah, I think it
was a good movie. I just
Yeah.
Well, Andrew hates the characters.
Like, literally, if they had taken this story, all the characters out, and it just been about Sam and like the weed dudes, I would have been perfectly fine.
I wouldn't have cared about that movie.
I don't care about what you would have cared about.
I don't want to get
into a fight about this movie, but let's move on.
No,
let's move on. We're going to get into a fight about this movie.
We've talked about exactly three movies.
It is what it is.
Talk about this while I turn my mic off in the next 5 minutes.
Moving on.
It is what it is.
Deus Machina.
Next on the list.
This has not been a good year for Ryan Reynolds. This has not been a good year for him.
Really?
Well, like it's all right.
Well, I say really because of this. Break it down.
Well, Green Lantern, obviously didn't hit the expectations people wanted, but this one is all right. I kind of like the hook for this one. It's like all right, let's do a body swapping movie, but like let's do like the realism. Like, you've seen Freaky Friday and stuff like that, but like what's the reality of it? There's gonna be some gross stuff. Eventually, you're gonna have to kind of touch somebody else's penis. Like there's and that's basically the maturity and kind of tone of voice the movie does throughout it. It's just there's a lot. It's profane. but it's not clever after that point. It's like the hook is fine, but it's like it's nasty and it's.
Do they play each other well? Like play off character well?
Well, they don't really react to one another that often. That's the thing. Like once like there's I like Jason Bateman, but like Ryan Reynolds is a terrible person. Like when you get down to it, I'm just like. I get why one of them wants to switch back bodies. I don't get what the other one does. There's like they don't really sell it. Like Jason Bateman is living like, oh, you know, I have a wife and kids and that's my life. And Ryan Reynolds, I'm banging chicks all the time. I just don't get why Ryan Reynolds would want to switch bodies.
Basically,
yeah. So it's like I don't get the drive. I didn't laugh. It's kind of gross.
I heard there's a lot of really nasty jokes.
Well, like there's poo in the mouth. Like, a baby projectile poos in Jason Bateman's face.
That's why you always keep your mouth closed in the distance when changing diapers.
But Ryan Reynolds, it's Ryan Reynolds in Jason Bateman's body. I'm just like, and he just kind of keeps going. I'm just like, that's not a realistic response to that kind of thing. Like,
seriously. True, because he hasn't really even encountered babies.
Yeah, I'm like, suplex, no human will react to poo in their face, like, by just pooing, like, ugh. No. I hated this movie. It's disgusting, honestly.
It's literally poo in a mouth.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Next movie is Wild the Planet of the Apes.
Awesome.
Great movie.
Yep. Caesar is whole.
Personally, it breathed life into a franchise that had
been fledgling for a long time.
If you think about the Tim Burton movie was bad.
Oh, yeah. It
was just
great,
bad.
Great makeup and effects.
But
it still had Mark Wahlberg kissing a woman and a monkey.
And if it wasn't for Andy, like, this movie... What it really benefited from was Andy Serkis being Caesar,
yeah,
and giving I would say Oscar worthy performance.
I think some great, but not just him. Like I want to say James Franco and John Lithgow.
Yeah,
as it, like again we're suckers for that father son dynamic.
So I mean it was a great film. It didn't really need to be made, but I'm glad that it was.
You know, I absolutely as far as like. It's hard to say this is a reboot per se. I mean, it's technically a remake of Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, in that this is like kind of stuff that happens right before like
true.
The
apes so I heard.
Yeah. But especially with the way it ended.
So in that way, it's kind of a remake of that movie. Mm. But it also feels like this is a new franchise waiting to happen. Like they're gonna do these other movies. I'm just like, there's so much like emotional resonance with something. Like I mean, Caesar's eyes when he sees that like he's when that dog barks at him.
Yeah.
And he notices. Wait, mind.
No, that's what makes Andy Serkis's performance so special is because not only is he doing, you know, he's doing the gestures, he's doing the facial expressions, like he is all in this role.
Yeah, this is James Franco just like there's so much he cares for this guy for him so much.
He does a good paternal performance. Yeah. I think
I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to buy him as a scientist after that whole like Oscars fiasco, which is like he's stoned out, but he really does. Like
the only real problem with the movie is there's a lot of. Human characters that kind of don't really even need to be there, or they're very one. Since the movie is so focused on Caesar, a lot of the human characters are kind of one note, not really fleshed out.
He has to face human cruelty in order to kind of figure out.
No, not just Malfoy. I'm talking about
the neighbor, for instance.
The neighbor. What's your name?
That guy could not get okay. That guy gets beat up by Caesar, and he cannot have gotten beaten up hard enough. I'm telling you.
Frida Pinto's character is very one note. She doesn't have much
screen time, but I know what you mean.
What James Franco's character's boss. Who's just kind of like a mustache twirly villain?
Yeah, businessman.
But I mean,
black.
But
and British.
But aside from that, I mean, it's a good movie.
It's a great movie. It's honestly one of
the best of the year.
One of the best of the year.
So that CGI was for real.
That was great. Yeah. There were no monkeys, apes, orangutans, gorillas in this film. Like all of them were CG, and it's just like this is like legit science fiction.
You thought that was real?
No.
You thought that was real?
I mean, I knew it was CG, but I didn't know that they had no actual.
I know, I was just messing.
Yeah, like there's like no animals other than a horse and a dog, pretty much. It's just and some birds, but it's just like Weta Studios, just like man.
I love those guys.
Them
and Animalogic. Well,
yeah. If they decide to do something else with this,
please do a Gargoyles movie. Please do a Gargoyles movie.
If they decide to do a sequel, that's fine. If they don't, then that's fine too.
Yeah.
You're satisfied with what you
yeah.
Well,
no, but, yeah, it made a lot of money, so I'm like, I'm glad for that. But it's like, so, I'm just glad to see like a well-made film. Like, well, like this is great action, and it's great, and it's well thought. This is well written too. I'm just like, this is just brilliant stuff. Dude. Like, legit science fiction. We don't get that very often. So, great movie. Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm. The Help.
Do you ever want to get angry at white people? Well, this movie will help with that.
And that's why it's called The Help.
Yeah. Have any of you guys read the book or anything like that?
Nope.
What's a book?
Alright, well, if you haven't, like... Ouch. Okay. The Help is... Alright, The Help tells the story of... I'm going to rephrase that. This is a dimensionalized story. You know how in The Blind Side, we're talking about Michael Orr, but really it's about the family who takes care of Michael Orr?
Yeah.
Or in Ghost of Mississippi, it's the Medgar Evers story? Mm-hmm. But it's really about Alec Baldwin, the attorney of the state. Mm-hmm. It's like, we had to dimensionalize the people that actually really matter for this by telling it through the eyes of somebody else.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Basically, Emma Stone basically plays this journalist who wants to write a story, like, who wants to write an expose that turns into a book about the life of the black housekeeper in the South, who basically raised all these kids. I mean, you know this kind of story. And this movie has just got great performances. Like, all around. Like, Viola Davis, who's just... awesome, like
true.
I
heard she was the best part of the movie.
She's probably the best part of the movie. Like, after I saw her in like Law Abiding Citizen as like that as like the commissioner. Oh, or whatever.
Yeah, I never actually even saw that.
I was just like, you know what? You have good range. I'm glad you're doing some mainstream stuff. And like, because this like she got that Oscar nod and win for when she was in Doubt as a nun. And like, this was like more tuned for that. And like, Octavia Spencer's in this movie. Which, if you can't recognize, I get her mixed up for Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah.
But she was apparently the one that was in... Did you see Bat Santa?
No.
Yeah, well, basically, she's the one getting nailed by Billy Bob Thornton in that movie as a hooker. So, good for her getting her career like, in a better direction. She was also in Dinner for Schmucks as a psychic. She's talking to the lobster.
She's been in films, mostly producing...
Yeah.
For quite some time.
She's been an actress for a long time, but it's like, this is performances. My only problem with this movie is that, like, it might, it makes you kind of angry, and it'll probably get you to think about these important matters, but it's also, there's a lot of comedy elements in it. It's played, really? Yeah, it's like, it's a dramedy for the most part. It's played kind of like.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't go,
So you wish it would have went a bit harder than it did.
This is not a serious drama. It's not. It's a little more lighthearted than you would expect.
Gotcha.
Like, even though there's some dark stuff in there, like Octavia Spencer gets beat by her husband, for instance, like, but you never see him. Like, you just like there's nothing.
So he's a non-existent black abusive husband.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things. That's just like
that's weird.
Yeah, it was one of those things. That was like it's in the book, and I guess you're gonna have to lose some stuff in that translation.
I see,
you know what I mean? But it's like it's great. This is great like work from someone who's never directed before. Like this is just a great translation of this material. Because you know. I was in African American studies class. I read the book, so I
gotcha.
Thought, you know what? It's a little slanted, and it's like, yeah, white people so, at times, but it's like, it's not as bad as all that. So it's a good movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next movie.
Yes. Final Destination 5.
Hey. See it.
No, Ally Larder.
Well, I saw
I'm
it.
Not going.
Really? That's the make or break for you?
Haven't seen the last four?
Three. No, Ally Larder. I'm not good.
He's like, as I said.
You won't be seeing a lot of things.
It's got a good opening. It's got a good ending. That's all I'm going to say about the movie. Like, that's the only...
What's his name from Heroes?
Who from Heroes?
Ally Larder.
What the...
Petrelli?
No.
Of course not.
I don't know.
He could fly.
Nathan Petrelli.
Adrian Pesner.
Season 2.
Oh, that kid.
Claire liked him.
Oh, that's named West.
What? Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
A one note character in a season that was just really.
Yeah.
Look, good beginning, good ending. Like, two good kill scenes. Other than that, like, I don't see a reason they need anyone needs to see this.
What about man, Tony Todd's character?
He's awesome, Candyman. The
Candyman,
Candyman.
I wish they would just come out and say that he's the Candyman in this movie.
I would love the dimensionality of that. Like they kind of mentioned wrap up a universe in this fifth movie about time, but it's like let's just give him something to do because he's just showing up at funerals, just like I'm a black man in a suit.
But
I don't think anyone needs to see that, honestly. Just watch it on DVD if you have time. Okay. Or not. I don't even care.
Well, it's not like they can really go to...
Not anymore, yeah. Anyways. That one went mighty quick.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Next!
Glee. The 3D concert movie.
I don't think anybody saw it.
Okay.
Believe!
Yeah, I'm not a Glee chart, so I didn't see it, so...
That song is awesome.
Yeah, I don't really watch Glee, but then again, I don't really like musicals that much anyways.
You love Grease.
No, see, okay, Grease, I like a couple of musicals, but that's because outside of, except for Grease, I have a soft spot for it, but the musicals that I like, Sound of Music and...
Wizard of Oz.
And Across the Universe. Oh yeah, Wizard of Oz. Are, you could take the musical elements out and it's still a movie.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't really like musicals it's just...
I'm not gonna judge a show that I haven't seen, because I did watch the first...
Okay, I've seen
the first season of Glee. I watched the first season, trying to figure out what was good about it, and I'm just like, it's karaoke. And I'm just like, that's all it is. Like,
yeah.
They did covers of these songs. I'm just like, there's nothing better about them. And I'm just like...
And I just get kind of annoyed that, like, I just... I don't know. When your entire soundtrack, in most cases, is just a bunch of current songs...
It's now, that's what I call music.
Yeah.
That's
like, it's kids bop. Like,
yeah,
it's just,
it really is. And I'm just completely turned off by all of it.
At least High School Musical had original songs.
Yeah. They didn't
make it any better, but...
I mean, I didn't.
But I mean, when you...
Yeah,
you're
I know
like,
what you mean.
Karaoke, you're like,
yeah.
I should have stopped to think about that, but I just realized, yeah, Britney Spears week, Gwyneth Paltrow week, Christina, whatever,
yeah,
week
Madonna,
after week.
Whatever.
Madonna. They actually had a Gwyneth Paltrow week?
I think
she's been on twice.
Well, I don't remember. I didn't watch it, but I heard she did, like, that CeeLo song, Forget You.
Yeah, God.
And that's, like, the only reason, like, I don't know. She was preparing for her Country Strong performance, and she just seemed to do some songs. I don't know.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so mad at your boy for being.
Nothing really said.
You can't see it, so who cares? You just watch the show if you're, or you know, be smart and don't watch it. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
It'll make money regardless of Glee.
No, it didn't. It flopped.
Whoa.
Yep.
Surprising.
Yep. Exploitation.
Guess we'll have to go back to watching it on TV.
Pass.
Next.
30 minutes or less.
Didn't get a chance to see it.
I didn't really want
to see it, though.
Yeah, I didn't want to see this one, and then I did. I was just like, and I haven't, okay, these guys, they order a pizza. Hey, we're going to strap a bomb to you. If you don't get this money for us, we're going to blow you up. Apparently, like, I happen to know beforehand that this is based on there was a story about this, like, an actual guy.
This is a true story?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's just like they actually took this, yeah, which makes it dark. And the guy died in real life.
Oh.
So. Yeah, that's what made me feel like, why are you guys going for a comedy here?
Welcome to Hollywood.
Yeah. I know. I mean, maybe a drama would have been too, I mean, you would have needed Liam Neeson or Harrison Ford in it, though.
Well, also, when I saw the trailer,
all the jokes
it just
were there.
Never looked that funny to me.
I like Aziz Ansari and like him with Jesse Eisenberg.
Even with Aziz Ansari, sometimes he's hit or miss with me.
like the Otis video.
No. It's kind of like a lot of his comedy resides in his voice.
Yeah,
and the way he just kind of yells things.
Yeah,
and so a lot of the stuff he was saying, I just wasn't really laughing at, and I was just watching the trailer. It wasn't really that funny to me. So I was like, I'll probably DVD it or torrent it later.
Yeah, honestly, most of the jokes are pretty much done in the trailers and stuff like that. There aren't that many laughs outside of it, from what I saw, and from what I remember from the trailers anyway. And it's just like, I just wasn't laughing that much. It's not terribly bad. It just felt like meh. And I forgot. I honestly forgot about it until we like just mentioned we're gonna do this episode.
Gotcha. So very non memorable.
Yeah, basically, like very not. This will be on cable. It'll be fine. So.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Next,
Conan the Barbarian.
Khal Drogo is back.
Honestly, because Game of Thrones kind of ruined for me, and now every time I see him, I just think of Khal Drogo, and so I just kept thinking this is a Khal Drogo story, and it's not. And
good thing he still got that.
I mean,
this guy played Conan in Stargate. Also, I mean, like this guy's.
You mean Ronan?
Yeah.
You said Conan.
No, I meant Conan. He played Conan, basically.
Oh.
It's the same character, basically.
Wait, like, the thing that I will give Jason Momoa is he has very good screen presence. Like,
yeah,
it's not
that hard when you're, like, 6 foot something and weigh 300
pounds. But what I'm saying is, like, I felt the fact that this guy was a barbarian. Like, when he was a kid.
Racist.
When he was a kid in that movie, and he was just, like, taking out savages, and, like, he was a badass kid. And
yeah.
Like, I just liked his screen presence, and also the fact that he had a very interesting way of fighting, like with the way he wielded the sword and everything, and just kind of had like a very almost like a finesse to the way that he fought. It was weird.
Yeah, which is weird. That's what it doesn't seem right for Conan. He should be like throwing haymakers and just like swinging the sword wildly, cutting off heads like at every turn.
But I mean, it was brutal enough. Like the movie was.
I mean, heck, that birth was pretty brutal.
That birth was stupid. And I mean, like the way Ron Perlman.
We need to cut him out.
Looking as ugly as he ever is, but Ron Perlman coming up and just cutting the baby out like it was nothing, and the only thing that the mother did was bite his finger. Like it just didn't hurt that much.
It's like,
but
people have hurt more back then, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it wasn't really a good movie, but I liked Jason Momoa in it. That's really it.
What he said.
Yeah, that was really it. It's not very memorable.
So no sequel, right?
Maybe.
No, not, well, no, because it did not do well in the box office.
I know, but there have been movies that didn't make that much money before and had sequels.
True.
So
I'm trying to think of, there are so many.
So, hey.
So many.
Fright Night.
Didn't see it. Didn't see that one. Unfortunately, that one.
Oh, I thought you saw it.
No, I didn't get a chance to see it.
I wanted to see it, but didn't get a chance to see it, so I don't think anybody saw it.
You said this is a remake, right?
Yeah, this is a remake of the same movie, like from the 80s. About, well, you know, this one's kind of a deconstruction of where of vampire films, where they are today, based on
which is pretty much the reason why I wanted to see it, because
it's like, let's lampoon like Twilight, but it's not in a vampire suck kind of way, where it's like,
and it was refreshing to actually see Colin Farrell actually be an intimidating vampire.
It was only a matter of time before that happened, to be honest with you. I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner.
I mean, because like Colin Farrell, like the way he looks, you would think that he would be sexy, mysterious vampire. But he's a menace, like in this movie. Yeah. So, I mean, I'll still end up seeing it somewhere.
Yeah, I tried to see it like a couple weeks ago. It's like it was gone though for me. I'm out here. Yeah, I know. So I'm hoping I'm gonna get a chance to watch it on DVD when it comes out.
Yeah.
Who was the big star and the one in the 80s? Then was there one?
Dude, this is the 80s. No, there were no big stars back then.
Yeah,
Molly Ringwald. Move on.
Real intelligent.
Yeah. Oh,
Molly Ringwald.
Really? Move on.
Okay, Spy Kids.
Seriously, what?
I don't understand why they decided to bring it back. I don't understand.
How long has it been since Game Over?
4 or 5.
Game
years.
Over. What's that?
The third one. Spy Kids 3D. Well, whatever.
For me, it ended at Spy Kids 2.
I mean, personally, the first two Spy Kids I liked only because, maybe it might have been just because I was younger, but
I didn't even like them. I was just like, what?
But now, like, they don't hold up well, and it's just, like, I think Spy Kids 4, I'm almost certain that it was marketed toward kids.
Well, duh.
But, like, I was just irritated that...
Kids versus families? Is there a difference?
Kids gotta see it with their family. I mean, this is close to when school was done.
There's a difference, though. Family movies marketed so that everyone can enjoy it.
I thought so.
Just for the kids.
This one, it looks like it's hard to call.
Pixar
movie is a family movie.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's a great example.
I think it's just for the kids.
I don't even think family. I think those are just movies like for general audiences. Like,
But I was irritated by the fact that there was maybe like... 3 poop jokes in the trailer, and I was like, okay.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Okay.
That did it for me. I was like, nope.
Pass.
I'm upset at Joe McHale for that.
The man's gotta work.
And Jessica Alba still trying to relive her glory days as being hot.
Dang. Really?
That happens since Dark Angel.
Wait.
Honey. It's a bad movie, but if you watch it on mute.
Yeah, the only reason she was on Honey is because... Ooh, never mind. That's a bad joke. My bad.
Yeah.
I was gonna make.
I thank you for that.
No, sorry. Aaliyah was supposed to be in it. So.
Whoa.
Ooh,
really?
That and you know, obviously things happened.
Well, between that and Queen of the Damned, I don't know which one.
Her career would not have gone that much better anyway. So probably best that we left it there.
We'll just stick with what we remember from Dark Angel and Idle Hands.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot she was in that.
Ugh.
Ass shot.
Booty shot.
Next.
Columbiana.
Oh. My parents were killed.
The fact of
science. In front of me.
They weren't. You were upstairs. They were outside.
Let's have fun with this.
Yeah,
You know what I don't understand?
Why, Zoe?
A 9-year-old girl running a motorcycle? That happened. Really? Really?
Zoe Saldana is so small. Really? Like, she is breakable. Like,
you don't like them skinny chicks.
I'm saying that she is so tiny.
She's thin. Yeah.
That I'm worried. Like, when she fights people, like, I'm worried that she doesn't, like, punch somebody and her hand doesn't fall off or something. Well, like,
They did so many cuts in it in the editing. I was just like,
also that bad editing.
The editing was kind of rough on this one. It's just like they clearly had to do a lot to make it seem like she could hold up her own in a fight. Did you see the losers?
Yeah.
Do you remember the part where she fired a rocket launcher?
Yeah. I'm surprised it didn't fly off the top.
True.
The physics of that just like it astounds me.
They glued her feet to the ground.
She would have separated from her ankles.
So even then, her body should have flew off.
They had a harness. They CGI'd the wires out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Columbiana was just
had a fat man stand behind her and just CGI'd him out.
Yeah, Columbiana was just like, I did not enjoy this movie in the slightest. It's just...
Is it like Salt Light?
Not even. Don't give me that kind of credit, man. Like, they try to make this like... It's not Salt. It's not Hannah. Because those were good. And, like, they actually made it seem like these women can fight. Like, this sounds vaguely sexist, but my problem with a lot of these movies is that they don't really make it seem like women can fight properly. Like, they always try to make it seem like, oh, we're just, like, one of the guys. Like
you expect me to believe that somebody half my size can really knock me out with one punch.
Yeah, it's like this brute force with it. You know what?
Yeah.
And Salt is like, she could take a hit. She was bred for that. And Hannah, she was a combatant. Like, it makes sense. Here, I'm just like... There's nothing about her that seems like, okay, you can't even carry that gun. Like,
who even?
Like, no, I'm serious. Like, she walking around carrying a sniper rifle, and I'm quoting here from the spill review, is something around like, if someone's seen her carrying that gun, like walking around with a sniper rifle, people say, hey, see that sniper rifle carrying that girl?
Even a 38 looks like a desert eagle.
Who even trained her how to fight?
Yeah. It was her uncle. Like, her father, okay, like, she, the whole thing's a revenge trip, because, like, the mob killed her dad. All right, first of all, they killed your dad. He probably was in business with them.
Yeah.
So
the mob just doesn't randomly kill people.
Yeah, it's like there's a reason before it. So he probably wasn't that great to begin with. No offense. No, F you.
While we're offending you.
Yeah, while we're offending you. So it's like she wants to be a great killer. So he quote unquote trains her or whatever like that. Gets her through school, mm-hmm. And you know she learns a couple things.
So what did her uncle? Wait,
he was just some thug. That's basically what it is. He was like a low ranking thug.
And what he taught her how to fight?
Well, so your father was killed by the mob, and your uncle can just randomly train you.
He's not, you know, he didn't even train her. He sent her to school. He kind of took care of her, and I just said, all right, this is how you use a gun. Things like that, of that nature. So
if he's a low-level thug, I'm almost certain he doesn't know how to use a gun well.
But she was like one of those, like, she did it all her life, though. So it's like, we make it seem like, oh, she's been training this all her life. It's like, man, really? Really?
Columbiana, year one.
They make it seem like she's a strategist. Not even.
Yeah.
Just this movie sets back the women's suffrage movement further than the sandwich.
Jeez, yeah. Further than Bella Swan?
No, Bella Swan just sets back right literature. There's a difference.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Next,
Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
I like the trailer for it.
I was upset that it wasn't based on the Nickelodeon show though. It's like,
are you afraid?
I know. It's the one. It's the
attack of the killer tooth fairies. Because those
creatures, they're fairies, but they're classic definition of fairies. Yeah, because fairies, like, we don't know, like pixies, like, you know,
kind of like what they tried to. But fairies trade in Hellboy too.
Yeah, fairies are like demonic. They're like just annoying, like terrible.
There was an episode of Supernatural that happened with.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I saw that one.
Once again, you kill those fairies. How parents just turn something so evil and try to make it accessible for children.
If you turn anything to song form, it'll really be easy that way.
My parents still haven't told me why the hell is a child at the top of a tree rocking.
Good question.
What
is that in
my baby?
Okay. I didn't quite catch
that. If you realize in the song, the baby falls off and dies.
Yeah, okay.
What do you say he dies, but he falls out of a tree?
Cradle and all, and he's a baby. He died.
Well, there was a little bit of recoil, but he's good.
They got soft heads, man. Like,
they can bounce, you know. There's no resistance. It's just like, you know.
Well,
why are we talking about this?
Why are we talking about this?
Because none of us saw Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
Sorry, Guillermo del Toro.
Next movie.
Our Idiot Brother.
I saw Our Idiot Brother.
How was that?
Charming. I'm going to say that. That's the word for it. Like, Paul Rudd is just like, he's got a Matthew McConaughey feeling about him.
Well, I don't.
In this movie.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I like Paul Rudd. I do. But
he's about to. You don't disrespect Matthew McConaughey.
No, he's a hippie. But he's one of those, like, he's really nice. Like, and he finds the good in all people. He's one of those, like, so it's like, but to a point, like, he's kind of naive. Not stupid.
So he's stupid.
Oh. No, he's not stupid. Like, he does a couple stupid things here and there, but, like, he just wants to smoke and chill with his dog. That's all it is. Like,
smoke and chill with the dog.
I do kind of get irritated with people in movies portraying people that see good in people as naive.
But,
I do kind of get irritated.
But like,
with that.
No, but it's not like simple, like a matter of. But there's a point where it's like, oh, you're doing too much. Like, all right,
yeah,
you're choosing random people. Like, hey, dude, can you hold my money? Or like, he's on the train.
Oh, okay.
Like, look, no, that's like trusting. That's okay. That's kind of okay. But like, because only for a second. But when he goes to like his parole officer, talking about like, yeah, I was smoking, and I was like, that's your PO. Like,
yep. you don't tell your parole officer you just got high.
Yeah, okay, yeah, stuff like that. There's some stupid stuff like that, and like, I mean, and honestly, I kind of feel sorry for him because like the reason he's in trouble is because he sold pot to this guy who didn't want to sell pot to. He's like, who's an undercover cop. He was like, yeah, I just had one of those bad. It was like, oh yeah, I understand, man. I had one of those bad days too. He was gonna give him the pot, and he was gonna just give the pot to him, like just give it to him, like
wow.
That. And he's like, oh no, I really want to buy it for him. I mean, no, that's fine, dude. No, seriously, I want to pay for you. No, I mean. I mean, like, here, I'll cut it in half. Like, you're in arrest.
Meanwhile, the real pothead.
Yeah! I was upset by that. He was so. He was just being nice to you.
That's crud.
Yeah, that was. That, yeah, he's a genuine nice guy. And there's a,
you're under arrest.
There's a big cast in there, and they're all pretty good in this, right? So
yeah. Paul Rudd, it's called
the Paul Rudd.
I honestly thought that movie was called My Idiot Brother, Your Idiot Brother, whatever.
Already
because
brother.
He actually had a problem with his brain. But it's actually
he's just high.
That's just messed up.
It's the THC.
Because you're talking about, I hate when people say that are finding the good people naive. You talk about.
No, because when I saw the name and it said R.A.D. Brother, I thought that they were.
You thought it was like autism or something?
Not autism, but like just him not being.
He's not quite, the boy ain't right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. I didn't know that it was actually him being naive.
He's functional. He's just, you know.
I got you.
He's a hippie.
He's a stoner.
It's 2011.
I mean, he's not even that kind of. He's not even a dirty hippie. He's just like, you know, whatever.
Oh, okay. That's just.
Oh, no, he's. No, wait. No, he looked pretty filthy, actually. He looked pretty filthy, though. I'll be totally honest. Like, you don't want to sit on the bus with him.
Cut your hair. Take a bath.
Look a bit mustache.
Good job.
Yeah.
Next!
The last movie on the list is The Debt.
Dang. That's actually supposed to be really good, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. From what I've heard, the time skip hurts the movie.
Yeah, well, yeah,
because because the casting doesn't exactly match up.
I've heard the young casting is actually does a really great job. I mean, in addition to Helen Mirren and some of the other like older characters, but this is one of those like I managed to see The Guard instead because it was playing at the same time, and that's just the only they managed to have available. So it's just like, Helen Mirren's just. This is Black Ops stuff. Like this is classic spy movie stuff. So it's kind of cool that they're actually doing more stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, what they said with the time skip is only because it's almost unbelievable that maybe one of the younger characters is the older person, and so you have to kind of suspend your belief there. But besides that, I've heard mostly it's good.
Yeah, I've heard generally good though. So, yeah,
Helen Mirren.
Meow.
She's a gilf.
Dude, is she even a grandmother?
Gilf?
Grandmother.
Grandmother.
You might as well just say gmilf.
Is grandmother one word? You know what?
I don't know, we're not going to
get
into
that.
We're not going to. But I get what you're saying after seeing a Red. So, yeah.
Really? That's the one that did it for you? Red?
To an extent, she was charming.
So was Morgan Freeman. Oh, we're old and
we're all old.
I'm a horny. I'm
we're
a
all
horny
cool.
It's like, fix the antenna for me.
Remember the 60s?
You mean my 60s?
So much free sex.
I remember when I was in my 60s.
The 60s.
Oh, Morgan.
Oh, God. Old perv. I don't know. My problem with Red was just like, why did they have to make these killers seem cute?
Like, they're hard. These are hard killers. Like
John Malkovich. It's
like they just put in the because they just infuse the old people aesthetic, like the nursing
like cocoon home. Or something like that.
Old people are cute.
I'll play for your chicken nuggets. Bam.
But yeah.
Old people still move.
They still move.
Whatever. So yeah,
I think that's it for summer.
Mm-hmm. That's all, folks. So that's been our, this has been episode 045, our summer movies review 1 year later, even though...
We'll be back again for the winter.
Well, no, it's the year review. It's 2011.
Right. That's the year review. Yeah, true.
So we don't do a winter movies interview.
Yes, we did a winter review last time as well.
We did that also.
Okay, so I was right. We did a winter review and then the year.
Back, right next to it. So
we didn't do a year review. We did a year...
In awards.
Yeah, well, whatever.
The Averys.
Okay.
That name didn't change. Yeah, so this has been... Someone plug the show.
I'll do it. We have the Tumblr, which is pcplovers.tumblr.com. It's directly linked up to iTunes. Look up Chigar's name and subscribe. And then we have the email, which is welovepcp@yahoo.com. Then we have the Facebook, which is Pop Culture Podcast. Like us on there and
comment
and
what have you.
What have you?
What movies did you see that you wanted us to talk about?
Let's hear your thoughts and opinions.
Yeah. What movies you liked? What movies you didn't like? You know, and thanks for the people that are constantly, you know, always there for us.
Very much appreciate it, as always.
Appreciate it.
We love talking to people who are as passionate about these things as we are.
Mm-hmm. Then we have the Twitter, which is We Love PCP. Check us out on Spill.com. Just look up Chigar's name or just look up Pop Culture Podcast. Thank you and shout outs to the people on Spill that listen to us on a daily basis.
Yes.
We appreciate you as well.
Indeed.
And website and works, we'll let you know
what
comes of that. So, yeah.
Okay, next week it's going to be our comedy episode.
It's funny.
So look forward to that. There's no script, so I can't tell you what's going to be in the future. But I can name drop, let me see, Toonami, Dragon Ball Z, and Yu-Gi-Oh. That's about it.
In that order.
I think so. I'm not sure.
We're not sure about Yu-Gi-Oh.
Well,
Yeah.
Still up in the air. I don't know. So, I'm Avery Williams. This has been your PCP episode 045, Summer Movies in Review. I'm signing out for the rest of the boys, the PCP Brownstone.
Josiah Bradley. Peace out.
Marcus Ellison.
Audie Chesley.
BSX.
And this guy.
And that was it.